samples coming around from the entire community, Glenda. Uh-huh. And so I just need to know if you's gonna be there, uh-huh, along with everybody else in the entire community, to be picked up by the bus, Glenda, and there's no food allowed on the bus, because it's gonna be all sanitized, because there's a flu outbreak in other parts of the world where they is unsanitary, and they don't believe in Jesus. So we have to protect the Christians, because I'm tired of burying them out back behind the church. Well, Perna don't do anything.
Oh, my God.
I have helpers that come up from Mexico over the border. Uh-huh. We keep it real quiet-like, because we don't want to make a ruckus with the next upcoming election.
But, right.
Perna did hire a few helpers.
You know, I was thinking about doing a fundraiser here on my bus.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a bunch of homeless people that ride around on the bus all day. They never get off and stay off.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, they have to get off the bus, so what they do is they get off at one stop, and then when the bus loops around, they get back off. And there's nothing the bus driver can do about it, and so we got buses filled with all these,
my goodness,
you know, probably your helpers.
Oh, that's right.
And it smells, man. I mean, it is a stank,
mm-hmm,
you know. So now we got
stanky.
These buses used to be real nice out here in Vegas.
I bet.
Riding with everyone flying in from Switzerland. And,
oh, yes.
And, Norland.
Movie stars.
Fenway and Denmark, Berg, what the hell, European.
Oh, that's not Christian.
Where they coming from. And mm-hmm, with the Winter Olympics going to be here in Vegas on TV.
Oh.
So that's all gone now. It's like riding on a third world jalopy. I'm surprised the chickens aren't in the aisle, you know, farting and trying to,
all kinds of,
you know, hump someone's leg.
Oh!
I don't even know if they're people.
The chickens isn't people? Well, they ask Glenda, have you been sniffing your air again in your trailer? I told you, open a window, crack open a door, or tear down that one wall that's see-through that lets you see all over down the hill and all yonder.
Yonder? Oh, my God, I've never heard of that word on Wheel of Fortune. Or Jeopardy. Or Hollywood Squares, or even the Love Boat. Oh, my God, I should call Sylvia. We should put that in. You know, you can dial up now on a special phone line that runs through Nigeria and Mexico to tap into Wheel of Fortune or Hollywood Squares or Jeopardy. I don't know if the Love Boat lets you do that, but
mm-hmm,
because it's a ship, they don't have the wires going to the ship.
That's right.
From the telephones.
Mm-hmm.
But you can give your input after you pay a special fine they put in a Nigerian bank account.
Oh.
And then if they put your show on the air, you make $10 million.
Oh, dang that.
I heard about that on the bus.
Well, Glenda, I think you need to take that $10 million and pay it ahead. You know, that's the thing to do now is you, they call it pay it forward, but someone else trademarked that, so Bernard used the free in Jesus Christian version. You need to pay it ahead and give it to Jesus, and that way, when it goes in God's bank account, Glenda, you get more than $10 million. You get 10 times 10 times $10 million.
Oh, my God.
And that's more money if you can get that high, Glenda. Oh.
Oh, my God. I might be able to now. I think there's space in my head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I had a bag of them chocolate-covered peanuts, unshelled.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get stuck in my throat.
I like the chocolate-covered mints. You know them, like, sin mints? They're called simps. Or something like that. Mint. Sense?
I don't know.
Min sense. Mini sense?
Chance?
Sin minis.
Mini.
I don't know, but it's like chocolate-covered men's is what they is. Now, Glenda, demon out, demon out.
I think it is.
Now, we need to get ready for the pre-auditions for the Christmas pageant at the church, Glenda. Does you have the script memorized to be the angel of the Lord?
Oh, God. Let me get it right here. Hold on.
Let's get going.
I don't have it memorized yet because it's still far enough off, but I got my book in front of me.
Well, Glenda, TikTok. TikTok.
Sorry, I had a pizza after my can of Denison's chili extra hot, you know, just to settle it.
I don't know.
The pizza cancels out the beans. I'm hoping that'll, you know, tamp it down.
I don't think so.
All right, so here I go. Mm-hmm. He struck down their vines and fig trees mm-hmm. and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke and the locusts came.
Wait a minute.
Grasshoppers without number.
Oh, wait a minute.
And they ate.
Wait a minute.
Is that, am I on the right page?
No, Glenda, I don't know what you're reading. What is you reading?
I'm reading goddamn Bible.
Oh,
oh my God, not Christmas.
Glenda, we will talk about this some other time. Let's open the phone lines and talk to someone who's holy.
Oh, I'm here. I was on hold, but I heard what you were talking about.
You did?
I thought I
what?
Didn't have to audition to be the angel of the Lord where I'm going to be strapless.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. I decided this year I could wear a bathing suit mm-hmm. as long as I can wear something by, you know, Versace or Chanel.
I don't know who that is.
Woolworths or something like that. You know, a real upscale.
Woolworths.
Quality. Mm-hmm. Luxury.
Oh,
brand.
Fancy.
Like what celebrities wear, you know, J-Lo, Beyonce, Madonna.
Oh, okay. If you want to wear something by Madonna, La Madre de Dios.
That's not who I meant.
That would be wonderful
for the
Christmas play because we had a lot of complaints last year.
About what?
I don't know if you know this, Catherine.
No.
A lot of people was offended.
Oh,
by your bare
what?
Oompa floompas, Saggy windbags hanging down low. They didn't think it was very angelic that you was all up there nude.
Well, it's okay for Eve in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the first woman to be naked, but now because of ageism and sexism and isms, I can't do it with my bosoms, and that's bosomism.
Oh my God, I think that's a real culture. Bosomism. I think that could be catching, you know, I might already have the infection.
Hi guys, I'm here. Happy holiday times early. Oh my God, how many times do we have to listen to this Christmas music? It's not as bad as retail where you have to hear it all day, but anything.
Yeah. No,
but I had a couple of lattes before I came on the show. Probably be up all night, but anyway.
Oh,
I think a lot of women at the Rusty Nail, mm-hmm. which is now decorating for Christmas, their lights are up. It's so cool. Red and green and white.
Sienna.
Warm white. Not that cool LED. Cool white.
What?
Shit.
Oh.
But anyway, so there's a lot of women at the bar who have these bosomisms going on.
Really?
And, you know, they're real.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Not like these fake ones. Yeah. Everyone trying to get more likes, views, and follows on
whatever.
Social media just because they went and got plastic surgery and now they have three.
Oh.
Or four.
I only have one and a half. One's a little flat.
Mine are perfect because I get them from this.
I cannot believe
well, they come in a plain brown wrapper out of Boston, but I get a new set every month.
Of what?
Sinless Christian Breast Implants.
Oh!
That's the brand. And I'm sticking with it because they work. You know, I mean, they're fabulous.
How do you know they is Christian certified or even autographed by Jesus? No, I don't want to see them either because I'm not the one going to check them. I don't have a Christian license or a Christian certification to be checking other people's Oompa Floompas, sagging windbags hanging down low. But I think you should
get over it.
Read your lines for the angel of the Lord.
Okay.
It's going to be against Glenda this time.
What?
And this year it's you against what? Glenda. Catherine, now go.
Oh my God, Catherine, we're the same.
Oh, God. Just when I just barfed on the floor, she said something naughty and toxic, I think. I should. You're right. I need to clear that again because, Glenda, that was abuse.
Oh.
Okay. Hi, I'm the angel of the Lord, and the light shone around about me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
There, how's that?
Are you serious? Is that really the line?
Yes.
Wait, is there a spotlight on her?
Of
and, like,
course.
When does it
yes.
pop on
it's
her?
Always
or is it on her the whole
me.
Time? Or does it pop at the end of the line? Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I think if we're going to get into theatrics and drama, we ought to do this on stage instead of in some kind of a home radio studio, you know. Glenda, can you come down to the stage here in L.A. where we's gonna do the play? Because we's written out the theater where they do all the award ceremonies for the stars that let them know that we're just sick of these Golden Goblet Awards and the Moxer. Everyone wants to win the Moxer and all these, I don't know, the award shows.
I've never heard of those, Danny, but I do like the Golden Globes and the Oscars.
That's probably what he meant, but he's probably getting, you know, high or about ready to pass out from the
from
gas wasp thing.
What?
Wasp thing? wafting.
Wafting?
Maybe the gas is affecting me. Glenda, maybe you need a filter in your home. I think it's coming through over the radio.
Glenda, you need to do something about your Uchus, because they is polluting the planet, and it's bad enough that Greta Thunberg's entire life and dreams is destroyed from the cow farts. And now we've got to have your hole plugged with something. Glenda, don't you need like a holy plug for your hole?
Your Christmas hole, Glenda. I think you should get it plugged because you're probably destroying the ozone layer and killing the planet.
Oh my god, that was warm. Maybe I'm causing global warming.
Oh my god, is it warm now? Is it still warm?
Oh, let me check. No, I don't smell anything.
No, I asked if it's warm. You know, temperature warm, or not you could smell it. Well, I guess it would be the same, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Glenda, score.
I told you, honey, I don't have to grind my ass deep into my bark lounger to know whether or not I farted.
I cannot believe.
I can smell it. I can feel it.
Well.
I can sense it with, what do you call it, Catherine? That magical sense.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be the angel of the Lord.
I don't think so, Glenda. I'm going to be wearing sequins this year because if you're going to be the angel of God, you have to look like it. And I don't think the angel of God sits in a rasty-ass, dorm-smelling park lounger that smells like feet and pizza, beer, used Cheetos, dried-out spunk, and God only knows what kind of toe jam is between your toes and Sylvia's, not to mention the rodents, the cats, the dogs, the iguanas, and anything else going in and out of that that sink, that half-wide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, just, wow.
It's all decorated now, honey. I got the iguanas out. No dogs or cats. The toe jam is, that's been cleared out for a week now. Every year, Joanna, someone. We go down this Korean place. She's Korean, but she likes to be called American names. Don't they all? We're all infiltrated for World War III and ready to go. And they're all in the, you know, places where you can get your nails done, your hair done. And, you know, basically all the jobs that Americans don't want to do. That's where the Chinese army is, and the Middle Eastern people, and did I just bring down the room?
You totally brought down the room, Glenda, but now that it's already at the bottom, I guess it's not entirely at the bottom like the tunnels under Gaza that Israel says it's going to flood with seawater, but that would be even the lowest. So now let's kind of bring it back up before Steve Steinberg calls in.
Too late, guys. I mean, can we please get it out of the gutter? That's buried so deep, I don't even think that there's life down there where you're all talking, except for you, and you're barely alive. You know, I still sign the paychecks. Get it up. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, sir. So when he said get it up, did he mean
that? Not that.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about, you know, the level of content. We need to get it out of the gutter and probably make it more Christmas-like, you know, happy holidays instead of all gloomy and conflict, you know, like the rest of talk radio out there, always bitching and never resolving anything and screaming, you know, like Mark Levin.
Oh, another one who doesn't know how to sell happiness and liberty in the Constitution because he's too upset and angry, repelling everybody from freedom, and he's just a terrible example.
Well, he's the great one, terrible example, a great terrible example. I mean, let's get the tagline right. Pun intended.
Yeah, I've been on these conservative news sites that my QAnon newsletter tells me to go to. Hold on, I got it right here. It's only one page this week. And I give you the websites that you can go to get all these free gifts from Trump, including stamps. I finally get a lick his head. Oh my god. Hope his toupee don't fall off. Or his hair plugs. Or that spray tan. Well, anyway, we get free Trump stamps, a free baseball cap, a free FJB, and that's not a coffee. I already asked. And then Go Trump 2024 flag with a bumper sticker collection, fresh ground coffee. We get a fleece blanket with the logo on one side only in full color. The other side is white. And then we get a free sticker of Melania on the back of her trench coat. I really don't care. And I was thinking of putting that on a Christmas ornament. I mean, a whole tree of Melania. Just, you know, turning her back on everybody. I don't care, do you? F you, Melania, you're right, I don't. You know, I love her shoes, though.
I wonder if they're going to be doing NFTs and ornaments this year, or maybe some kind of, you know, calendar.
Wait, this is a commercial. Hi, everyone, this is Pastor Purdy and Purdy of Blessed Souls Ministries talking at Holiday Times. We's going to be having our local tradition again this year where you can audition to be the angel of the Lord for Jesus and God and Purdy and Blessed Souls Ministries to sovereign Jesus and God sending all your money. These lines get longer and longer every year. I don't know if Purdy had the lung capacity to say these lines, but you know what Purdy is saying. Come down to the church and audition and sing a joyous joke unto the Lord. Just don't sing anything from the musical Annie, because we's tired of that. And we got a couple of shotguns ready to blow your head off if you sing tomorrow. So anyway, come down to the church. We've got dried out punch and cookies. Well, the punch is not dried out, but it does come from a powder, though. But it's not poisonous. It won't kill you or your kids. Come and audition. Thank you.
Honey, why are you doing a commercial for something I already got the part for? I didn't have to sleep with you to get it.
Just what are you trying to imply?
Oh, God.
I got the part, and I didn't sleep with anyone.
Well,
anyone. Ever. Maybe that's why you're so crabby. You should sleep with someone. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Oh, Jesus, don't listen. Don't listen, Purdy.
Oh, touche, pastor man on a pastor adventure. Hello.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to lay down. I don't like either of those verbs. I'm going to have to stop. I can't even go. I can't hold. Jocelyn, I need some new chapstick. I need to wear a fur coat instead of just sequins. I'm going all in. I'm going to be all Gucci'd up for the angel of the Lord and the mother of God. I'm going to be Madonna, the angel of the Lord, and Mary, and everything.
Well, we's only doing auditions for the angel of the Lord because the rest of the cast is black this year, so we can have our, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion. We got to do a different ethnicity every year. Last year was Asian. Before that, it was Russian. Before that, it was Mexican, and before that, it was people from New Jersey.
Is it that family that makes the salsa in a jar from New Jersey?
Oh my God, I had that once at a diner in Reno. It looks like pink jelly afterbirth on toast.
Good God!
That is bullshit.
I think we should change the subject and talk about sparkly things like lights in jewel tones. You know, like my fabulous collection I got from Neiman Marcus. What kind of lights do you have, Glenda, that you're going to wear as part of your costume?
Oh, that's right, Glenda. What is you going to wear for your auditions? Now, no one has cast you, but we do need to know what she's going to wear so you don't clash with the blacks.
No, I thought I would wear something black. You know, that way I won't clash. Plus, it's slimming. And that'll cover my Barca lounger, because you know I can't walk. I'm on my crutches right now, and I don't think an angel had crutches, but if you put it over my Barca lounger,
oh my God,
I'll just look a little big.
Well, no one's going to believe you, the angel of the Lord, Glenda, if you big.
That does it. I'm going to wear a sequined one-piece bathing suit. Gotcha, Glenda. I just got the part.
But what about the evening gown competition? Don't you have to wear an evening gown and answer questions about literacy in the states? And how many states are there?
I got all the states, honey. I know what all the emotions are.
Oh.
I feel all of them.
Well, can you spell them in alphabetical order, Glenda, if we was to go through all the states?
That's right, Glenda. And then there's the dance competition and the vocal competition and the swimsuit competition, which I already won. So, Glenda, catch up. I'm a 10 out of 10. Hello.
Well, I wouldn't be smoking my cigarettes as the angel of the Lord. I think she deserves a twist. You know, something to calm her down, give her a new look. Real badass. I'm the angel of the Lord, you MFs. And the smoke comes out of my mouth between the gap of my teeth like a dragon. They think I'm Satan, you know, but I'm not. I just know it.
You could come down wearing, like, you know, a Trump flag Joe Biden flag.
No, we don't allow flags unless it's the Christian flag. You know, the white, background with the Red Cross of the Crusades, where Glinda could come down, or Catherine. I haven't chosen yet. I have to go over my notes later and see, because I've been keeping track of youth all performance tonight. This is one long audition.
Oh, God.
And then we've got a secret panel of judges that's going to help me.
You talking about your goddamn birds again? What are they going to do, shit on your judgment papers?
Oh, my God, I'm being judged by a bird?
No, you's being judged by two birds, the dumb birds, Glinda. They's very good at this. They know how to pick out winners and, well, do the oot-shoots on the loser. But that's not my problem, because I'm not auditioning. I was going to be the holy host to the evening and introduce everybody and all the blacks, Black Mary, Black Joseph, Black Jesus. You know, in real life, Jesus was black.
Are you sure he was black, or was he more, you know, African, Middle Eastern looking?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Real exotic, you know, like The Rock or Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Jesus. Oh, God.
What?
How much longer is this show? I am turned on.
Oh, my God. That is a good point. We need to get Jason Momoa. And if he can't do it, his gay twin brother, Jerome Mimosa, who's a choreographer. And I didn't know he was gay until he was doing my hair.
Well, but, you know, I don't think we need to have these gay, happy people. And this is a very... What's that word? I gotta... Hold on. We had a marketing committee meeting today. We had a mood board like they do at the magazines. Somber. That was the word for the Christmas musical this year, where the blacks is playing all the parts, except for the angel of the Lord. And Pernod ain't black. I'm not wearing the black face. And the blacks isn't wearing the black face or the white face. This is a non-racial, non-racist community event at the church where we rotate through ethnicities to show that Jesus loves the little children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And then we got that on chalkboard, and everyone have to write that down in their notepad and copy it down, then I grade their handwriting.
Why? What is this? Preschool? Or is, oh, I forget, it's your church. So these are fully grown adults, infantilized adults, who shop at Walmart, right?
Oh, Jonathan, you're so smart. I forget you've got your edumacation times 10, more than Pernian. But somehow I have more money than you. I don't know how that happens, but God works his wonders in mysterious ways, Johnson, mysterious.
Well, I'm not always bilking my own audience out of, you know, sending all your money to Costa Rica and Panama and the Bahamas.
And Guatemala and the Isle of Man. Don't forget those. Hong Kong.
Shush, shush! Is you trying to get us on the map, if you know who? We don't need any visits tonight. Oh, my goodness. We just upgraded all the security. And our... Well, I don't want to say, but Pernod's helpers, if they're packing and they're loaded and they're ready. We don't need any overnight raids from anyone trying to check Pernod's electronic equipment and the holy papers of our dollar amounts that people give as tithings to Jesus and God.
Do you send any of that money, you know, the cash you get from everyone putting it in them goddamn offering bowls, you send that to Santa? Like, how does he afford the gas to fly that sleigh?
Oh, well, I think he has an EV sleigh by now, Glinda, solar powered, and it's also powered by some kind of a scalar wave that Elon Musk was working on with Starlink. And only the richest people, and of course someone as good and happy as Santa, gets to use that technology. It's like UFO technology, but for Santa.
I cannot believe you don't know about this, Glinda. Everyone knows Santa has the top technology because it was given to him by Jesus. You know, they like this. I'm crossing my fingers.
Neufchâtel. It's called Neufchâtel. It's a cheese. And it's not for my face. That's what the royal jelly is for. God. Jocelyn is so confused. Oh, this is my commercial. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm going to be doing my topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals, psychic tarot readings with astrology and that magical sense I have to bring you into that energy where you can tap into soul futures and go to the past and find out what was wrong with you and why your life sucks and stuff and become prettier like me with my new online coaching program called Christmas Coaching with Catherine. It's $25,000 a month right now, but if you act now and push the button on your screen or radio while you're listening to my Medolius voice, I will give you 50% off if you apply now before the end of the
this commercial. So get 50% off of the $25,000 program where you can be more beautiful, more happy, just like I am every Christmas, but probably not as rich as I am. Good night. Oh my God, I was good on that one. You know, I can just make this up off the top of my head because I have talent and I'm the angel of the Lord wearing sequins, Glenda. I just had to rub it in.
Well, I can do a commercial too, you know, if someone let me have a chance. You know, I know what to say.
Well, Glenda, then go.
That's right, Glenda, go with this music. You just go, just make it up as you go. Go, Glenda, go! Glenda, go!
Oh, God, honey, scared me. Hi, guys, this is Glenda. I'm at the Christmas lounge. In Vegas, you can come over to my table anytime, honey. I'm the one in the apron, and nothing else. I might smell like a chicken pie pie TV dinner by Martha Stewart, but I'm telling you, my pie is hot. So I'll be at the top of the stratosphere, that's right. I'll be at the top, let me do that again. Gets my throat stuck, even though it comes out my ass. I'm talking about my gas, not my lines. Well, anyway, go to the number at the bottom of your screen if you want to turn in your junk for cash. Oh, wait. No, that's another commercial. Meet me at the top of the stratosphere this Christmas in my Christmas lounge with Glenda. Maybe we can crack your nuts over Jack's fire or whatever the line
is. Oh, my God.
Did I get it?
No, it's chest nuts. It's a kind of a nut roasting on an open fire.
Right.
And Jack Frost is nipping at your nose.
Right.
Get it right.
And Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else, somebody knows, or whatever it is.
No, and folks dressed up like Eskimos, blowing their nose. Who didn't know this song?
Well, but you don't know it like Karen Carpenter, who was able to dub her own voice over and over and over and over, like 60 tracks, and she would hit everything exactly right, and you couldn't tell that when it was multi-layered, and that's where that richness and depth came from on the Carpenter's Christmas album. I play it all the time, in the shower, or the jacuzzi, or in the pool.
But what time of year does you play it at? Christmas time or all the time?
Oh,
why are you playing Christmas songs during the summer at your pool?
Because I appreciate talent, okay? And tracks, like all kinds of tracks.
And that dumb preacher, Paula White.
Yes.
You know, who is like an advisor to Trump and strike. She does them tracks.
Oh, I love it.
But not layered. I mean, it's all kind one after the other. Did you ever hear her preach? Oh my God, she's like a locomotive in a sack ward.
Oh, I love Purdy. Love it. And strike. And strike and strike and strike and strike, and then she starts dancing to someone in Africa coming to here and coming to Africa coming to here, and she is nuts.
Well, at least she's not speaking in tongues, or does she do that too?
Oh no, she does that too. It's all this stupid it's all just this stupid gibberish, and it's not real speaking in tongues. We ran it through our translator of my biblical device, the solar powered one, during the daytime, so I know it works. She not saying nuts. She fooling her whole audience, and she's not saying nothing. It's all of Satan. It's all of sin.
Maybe she's sending messages in code, you know, to the CIA for the big disclosure. I read about that. It was in that one-page QAnon newsletter. They's getting ready to blow the whole thing open with them flying guys in CIA land and Peru. Oh, hold on, guys. A fish taco belch is on its way. Oh, it didn't come up.
Oh, that was close, Glenda. You could have a blowout of both ends.
This happened to me once in Elmer's in Palm Springs when I bent over to pick up my napkin. It blew out my ass. I wasn't wearing panties either. I shat all over this real nice lady in a fur coat. She thought her poodle had shat on her fur coat, but no, it was Glenda. I'm never allowed back to that Elmer's in Palm Springs.
It happens to celebrity poodles all the time when they get their anal glands expressed.
Oh,
that's what it's called, Glenda.
Oh my goodness.
You were expressing your anal glands and it shot out.
Oh.
Or should I say shat out?
Oh,
Glenda, I hope you wiped and didn't just let it sit and crust
well,
there. Oh, you did do that cleanse, didn't you, Glenda? That's a Christmas detox. We sell that in a powdered package, Glenda. You can buy it for $5.99. $5,000, $999, right. Glenda. And we'll give you $90 off if you get it now.
Do you have Christmas coupons? I know you don't, but I'm asking anyway in case this call's being recorded for quality control. You can all just F off. I'm sick of them operators, all with their goddamn non-English accents. I don't know where the hell they live, what planet they's on, but if I can't understand them and I can't press one for English, then they're not gonna get my vote. And that's all I'm saying. That's a TV Guide poll they called last week. I'm not watching their programs anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm going back to Reader's Digest.
So, Glenda, why would you say those specific things in a... Do you have a Nielsen box for the Nielsen ratings that you report in on, Glenda?
Oh, yeah, honey. I control the ratings in Vegas. I call my friends. I talk on the bus. We can swing the election.
Oh, my God. Glenda. Oh.
Sorry, but that's how I feel about it, you know.
Are you engaging in price fixing on gas prices on those buses that you're communicating this private information on, Glenda? Because I don't know if the Federal Trade Commission would allow that. If you're swinging elections, that could be, you know, something with campaign finance reform and you know, gerrymandering, jerry-rigging, Jerry. Oh, good old Jerry.
Jerry, but he's dead. How do you know about him? He died, oh my goodness, he died. Years ago, Jerry died in the congregation. He didn't have a last name. Everyone called him Jerry. He was always at the Christmas play, and every time the angel of the Lord would come down, he would shoot her with a spit wad or some of his chew, and he was always chewing tobacco, and then, it was just, well, he kind of had his own spittoon, and every couple of years he'd empty it out. It always had some kind of green fuzz on it or a bunch of moss.
God, so, how did he die?
Oh my God, I was wondering the same thing. It's a murder mystery.
Oh my God, was he poisoned by his own chew in the spittoon, and that's why it grew the moss, and he got food poisoning on the moss?
No. He was watching Dallas and died in his sleep afterwards. He dreamed that he was JR, and then when JR was shot in the TV, and then he had the same dream. It was a night terror. Up and died. He was dead before it hit the floor, even though he was already in bed.
Well, that does it for me, so I fulfilled my contract for the length of the show, even though we've run over. So I'm going to go back to the Rusty Nail and see them watch their tree lighting ceremony. It's a tree. It's not actually a tree. It's just a bunch of empty beer bottles that have been stacked up in the shape of a tree. And so, well, anyway, so good night.
Oh, good night, honey. Yeah, I gotta go to the stratosphere. I think they make you wear underwear now because of health code. They don't want anyone getting monkeypox. Believe me, I'm not grabbing any gay guy's ass anymore in them assless chaps. I don't need my face falling off like it did a couple of years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? Good night.
Good night, Glenda. Well, I hope she gets vaccinated against all these germs and the Christmas germs. Well, Catherine, we's going to have to continue these auditions for the Angel of the Lord in the Christmas play some other time because I got to go through all my notes and see how everyone scored, but I can tell you that...
Oh, great.
It went so well tonight, Catherine. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, y'all. I don't like the sound of that. I've heard that before every time I don't win. They thanked me in advance. I didn't even tell them this time I'm going to be doing the poster and the graphics using, like, my favorite fonts, Comic Sans and Papyrus. I'm telling you, those two fonts, when used together with my face, kind of blown out with the contrast too high, bring up the shadows, bring out the highlights, really blow it out for that LA filter look. That's a poster, I'm telling you. But anyway, well, I don't know what the hell. I don't probably have the part of the Angel of the Lord, goddammit. Good night, everyone.